the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
gracia del Señor, que a un infeliz salvó. Fui ciego, mas hoy miro yo, perdido y él me halló. Su gracia me enseñó a temer, mis dudas ahuyentó. Oh, cuán precioso fue a mi ser cuando él me transformó. El Señor prometió lo mejor para mí, mi fe en Cristo está, mi proveedor y escudo es él, por siempre él será. La tierra pronto no será y el sol no brillará, mas Dios que me llamó aquí, siempre mi Dios será. Siempre mi Dios será, mi Dios siempre será.
Praise God. I believe that the blog talk is working again. Brothers and sisters, I'm back on the website. If you go to headline.com, you can keep up with me. I really want you to have an understanding, an even better understanding. So I kind of want to go with you, walk through this website. Where you see the other day, we went through headline, Stop the Devil. And I want you to get a much better understanding of transformational, extensive deliverance. TED, transformational, extensive deliverance, is an integrated ministry of winning spiritual warfare. Because of my background and training as an exorcist back a while back, I realized that when you say spiritual warfare and leave out the fact that you're fighting against spirits, and the warfare is the warfare that defeats the enemies of God, okay? This ministry is a ministry that works throughout and within the spiritual realm, the soulless realm, and the physical realm. And this is all done by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. The reason that it's done is because this ministry's objective and purpose is to allow you to connect more with the fullness of God. This ministry is an effective prayer ministry because it works directly upon your spirit connecting with the Spirit of God in me, and your soul and your body, meaning it operates within your physical body through your soul, meaning through your heart, your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions, thus uncovering, exposing, and revealing anything opposing or against the Lordship of Jesus Christ within you, okay? Including, but not limited to, evil spirits, demons, demonic influence, demonic infestation, and the hidden strategies of Satan working against you. Headline Ministry exposes threats, past, present, generational spirits, the present spirits and demons, and spiritual works, and it destroys them. And it destroys their future bondage. You understand that? Not just what's happening to you now, because once those spirits are destroyed, the bondage that is, was, and is now working unhindered, undercover, and in secret, hindering, opposing God's plans and purposes for your destiny. The thing that I seem to have a difficulty in getting people to understand is that Satan and demons are the enemies of God and man, that they seek continually to bring chaos and disorder. They want to put so much pressure that they squinch your spirit, that they dominate and control your soul, and thus the body of human beings. Now, they do this by using other spirits that work continually under the cover of past and present darkness, sin, evil, and evil human spirits. Through this tailline ministry, these works of hidden darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft are exposed by God's own Holy Spirit. Once exposed, we then confront the spirits the hindrances and obstacles. It's just not working this morning. The devil is really trying to stop this message. So you know what I've got to do? This is like bugging me. You see, in this over here now, Jose and I are working on the same not enough power internet. So I'm going to have to call the internet provider again. Somebody says they can hear me. Somebody else says the Blog Talk is going in and out. I'm going to try to go ahead, but I will be fixing this. We got a lot of fixing with these. I've got to get off the same network that Jose is on. Okay? Spreaker is good, but the Blog Talk is, that's because the Blog Talk is unsecure. And the reason the Blog Talk is unsecure, because they do commercials. I have a non-commercial, but it's still not secure. So let me go on. Headline is not just your average deliverance ministry just casting out demons. All right. We come at it from a spiritual perspective. Now, I don't know where I was at, but all these telling me about this deadline is throwing me off. It's really throwing me off. But I don't know any other way to get it. On this Tedline website, you're going to see like four pictures of a lamp. If you look in there, the spirit manifests. This demon right here manifests in the healing home in South Carolina. But the person on the floor, under the bottom one, is the one that brought it in. And so this is why I can tell you with an assurity, people and demons transfer. Also, you're going to see a picture on this KLine.com of a demon that manifested. Now, this was in South Carolina. There's a picture where it says, the messenger of Satan. If you look on that black bag, you'll see the face of another demon. Now, this demon manufactured in Miami, Florida. Okay, and the face appeared on a bag because I had asked this young woman to go bring in all the witchcraft stuff she had gotten from the witch. Hidden works exposed. This other picture is a lady who came in totally demon possessed. Now I'm talking about Christians. So when I talk about Christians with demons, I mean, that's all I've basically ever dealt with, was Christians and demons, except, you know, gangbangers and murderers and rapists that he's so convicted that they come for freedom. Now, also on this headline page, this, what you see, covers at least 15 20 years of work. Yep, 15, 20. Chef Shepherd, when he left his last job as a chef de partage with Ritz-Carlton owned facility, he did a short cooking foods of the Bible. Hopefully, he can get back to that. But all this is on this page, and then there's this little blurb about Dalton. And rest assured, brothers and sisters, I am in Dawson, Georgia, because God brought me here. And he brought me here, and I'm so glad that he did. I'm happy that he did. Because this is, you see, God will let you know what he's doing in your life. He'll tell you. He'll say, I'm doing this. I'm establishing you now. He will tell you exactly where you are in his plan if you ask him. I don't really ask him. I just kind of wait till he tells me because I'm a very patient person. But our ministry utilizes the transformational extensive deliverance because God gave us a mandate in 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, okay, that he would uncover the hidden works of darkness. And he does. He would uncover the hidden witchcraft, and he does. He would uncover the hidden oppression and the hidden word-based programming, and he does. And you see, once that stuff is exposed, we then confront those spirits, those hindrances, those obstacles that have been secretly operating against you. So that's why I think people crazy when they come to me for prayer and think they're doing me a favor. They're doing me a favor. They're bringing hell in my life. And Jesus utilizes us to get it out of their life. And therefore gives us a covering, which is the mandate under whatever he calls you to do. All right? So it is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, that brings the healing and the restoration, that brings the order to the soul and the body. Brothers and sisters, TED 9 ministers are a biblical example in demonstration of the power of God operating through a person over these evil forces, over demons, demonic influence, evil spirits, evil human spirits, and spirits of spiritual witchcraft. Now, one time I used the term spiritual witchcraft, and a witch told me all witchcraft is spiritual. I said, you're right. And I was taking this witch through deliverance. But the problem is that most people don't understand how spiritual it is, okay? And how that people operating on the dark side know how to manipulate these spirits and these forces, okay? And if thereby knowing how to manipulate these spirits and these forces, they know how to manipulate their craft within the spirit of an unsaved person or an unbeliever, and within the soul and the body of a believer, or I should say an unbelieving believer. You see, these spirits and spiritual forces, demonic in nature, afflict people, and they can afflict everything that exists within the atmosphere around that person. These spirits and spiritual forces oppress, and they can possess an individual. So the term spirit or spiritual warfare for our purposes in a generic term refers to any confrontation with demonic spirit and evil spiritual forces. This confrontation, you got to understand, having been initiated, planned, and determined by God for the express purpose of removing them out of the person. So, this is done basically by us confronting the spirit. Please post this in the chat room. confronting the spirit that God has called to judgment. You understand that? That's why I use the term spirit war fighter. Okay? So, transformational extensive TED team members, be they one person or many, following God's leading, healing the brokenhearted, casting out demons, laying hands on the sick, and the sick recovering. All hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft, along with the spirits operating in, behind, or through them, are products of the effects of sin. You hear me? With all of its spiritual bondages, demons, fallen angels, evil, unclean, spiritual, soulish realm powers, forces, principalities, thrones, dominions, bands, traps, nets, cages, generational, cultural, inherited spirits, and last, but certainly not least, witchcraft spirits as well. When a person is under hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft, frequently, they know something is wrong, but sometimes, many times, most of the time, they're not able to pinpoint the exact cause. So therefore, they're struggling and reluctant to take action to get help for fear of how people will perceive them. Many times, the people struggling with these difficulties are tormented and have been unable to overcome those things that are overwhelming to them, and they don't understand because they see other people that just seem to be able to simply overcome them. It leaves them with feeling, it leaves them with a feeling like, what's wrong with me? You must understand that these demons can integrate within a person's personality to the degree that the individual can no longer separate his or her self-identity from that of the demons. Headline: Transformational Extensive Deliverance brings the light of Jesus to the person because, brothers and sisters, it is a miracle, make no mistake about it, to get out of the kingdom of darkness and enter into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. So, through TED, you're made free. You are made free from spiritual, emotional, and physical problems, along with sickness and diseases brought on by evil, especially hidden evil of the devil and his demonic spirits. TED searches, seeks out the covered up evil and all of its effects that are working against you, again, through sin, hidden sin, inherited effects of sin, and the spirits operating through the sin, be it transgression and iniquity, astral and inherited spirits, operating in, through, by, or because of sin. They are working against you, causing you deep hurts, broken relationships, broken hearts, mental confusion, torment, and plain old hell on earth. It is important that you, brothers and sisters, read, go through go through these podcasts that are up here. Because, see right here where it says, daily establishing the anointing. We establish God's anointing and utilize it daily, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, every day. A major part of Jesus' public ministry was casting out devils, demons, evil spirits, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, spirits of bondage, and spirits of infirmity. And in doing so, Jesus announced the downfall of Satan's kingdom. In Jesus' ministry, Jesus dealt with every type of healing needed and ministered to each individual. Listen to this. Jesus ministered to each individual according to their personal situation and circumstances. Jesus made it possible through the finished work of the cross and the resurrection power of God's own Holy Spirit. Jesus has made it possible for the believer and his church, which he is the head of, to continue his healing, deliverance, exorcism, and inner healing ministry. Jesus' first act of healing involved the casting out of a demon in Luke chapter 4, verse 31 through 36. And it reads, and speaking of Jesus, came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. And the devil cried with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word, what a word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. What a word this is. For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit, and they come out. Casting out of spirits, casting out of the demonic, was an area of ministry in which Jesus engaged. If you're talking to somebody trying to explain this ministry, just send them to the chat line. If they tell you they know this ministry and they don't know what's on this chat line page, they don't know it and they don't know me. Because this is what I've been teaching for 35 years. Hidden oppression, hidden things, hidden works, hidden witchcraft, destroyed by the power of God. And it's the truth. It's what I do. It's what the deadline is all about. In Jesus' name. Witchcraft is a hidden work of darkness. Deliverance from witchcraft spirits and the work of witchcraft is what we do. That's what all these thousands of podcasts I have on this internet, all of them are about deliverance in some shape, form, or fashion from the hidden works of the devil. And you and people can receive this deliverance. People can be saved, spirit, soul, and body. But brothers and sisters, it's going to take spirit, soul, and body, soul restoration, inner healing, prophetic ministry, salvation. That's what it's going to take. And I put these websites up here and I just move on. But our purpose is to minister salvation. Spirit, soul, and body. Our purpose is reconnecting you to Jesus and Jesus connecting you to God so that you might be reintegrated and restored to God by the word of God and by the power of his own Holy Spirit, where you will then experience supernatural reunion with your Father God, with all of your redemptive and Holy Spirit empowered abilities and giftings of God restored to you. God, by his own power, through his own Holy Spirit, in operation within and without you, after having been reconnected to Jesus, and after you have been reintegrated with God, you then experience supernatural spiritual growth, supernatural spiritual elevation, complete supernatural spiritual conversion, and it's all according to the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Amen? That's what the timeline is all about. That's what this transformational extensive deliverance is all about. And in case you don't know it, our ministry is an extension of the health ministry. God has never wiped out the ministry of health. It's just that nobody wants to help anybody. People want to be paid for everything they do. But God didn't say that the ministry of paying, he said the ministry of health. Every conference, pay. Every meeting, pay. Every this, pay. It's not entertainment. This ministry is a ministry of spirit war fighters. We are engaged in winning spiritual warfare. Jesus has already defeated the enemy. So all we have to do is really assist people with the knowledge of the truth and help them get rid of their lying baggage. And through this, we win spiritual warfare. We have many prayer models that we utilize. But it's our integrated healing prayer ministry model, which is a prayer model. Put this in the chat room. It's a prayer model that integrates exorcism, healing, inner healing, which is soul restoration and deliverance. It's a prayer model that we have proven to work for us over the past, I got 25 years up here, but now it's about 30, 33. The integrated healing prayer model operates exposing and destroying hidden things of darkness. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Hidden oppression. Acts 10:38. It is biblically based and scripturally sound. Through our prayer model, once those hidden things have been destroyed and defeated, the individual is then restored. Your spirit was restored through regeneration, but your soul, but it's the soul and the body. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thus, enabling a person to enter into a new level of spiritual growth and freedom. It also helps the person to experience peace and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. This type ministry works throughout and within the spiritual, soulish, and the physical realm by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. The integrated healing prayer model allows the prayer or headline minister to cast out the supporting demons operating through the hidden things and hidden works that had or has been holding the person hostage, hindering them from appropriating and receiving their covenantal inheritance from God. They are made free, and they are made free indeed in Jesus' name. And then I have a little prayer down here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind devils, demons, evil human spirits of the enemy from interfering. Father God, we come to you in the name of your Son Jesus, trusting in the finished work that Jesus accomplished on the cross at Calvary as payment for us all. In the name of Jesus, I bind on earth all evil hindering spirits and spirits of interference from the forces of darkness in, near, and around anyone reading this website so that they may not hinder or interfere with them or us. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge your lordship and that you are the Lord, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You have told us through the faithfulness of your word, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We claim and declare our position in you, Christ Jesus, and ask that as it is written, so it is on earth, as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we receive what we have asked you for. Amen. Now, scroll down. Right under there, it says www.integratedhealingprayerministry.com. Click on that. That's going to take you to the website, Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry, utilizing the Integrated Healing Prayer model. And at the top, you have a menu which says Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry, Erica Joseph Shepherd. Integrated Healing Prayer, tagline, Transformational Extensive Deliverance. Integrated Healing Prayer, a believer in the New Testament who had a demon. Here's your proof right here. Here's your proof that a Christian can have a demon. The next category, demons, unclean spirit, cast out by Integrated Healing Prayer. The next category, Integrated Healing Prayer. Spiritually, the stronger man is a spirit-filled believer. The next category, be healed today through Integrated Healing Prayer. And then it says, contact Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry for Integrated Prayer. That's us. You see, these websites will show you what I've been through. And down here, I have two videos. One is Hidden Oppression Witchcraft, and another one is Hidden Oppression Destroyed. These were people at a revival I did in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's their testimonies. So, and then down here, if you scroll down further, you'll see some of the websites that I've taken down. Because it used to be you could click on them, but no, that now you just get the picture. Because I took these websites down. Okay? So, you always hear me saying the first scripture God ever gave me, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel chapter 2, verse 32. And at that time, this was the reason. A deeper deliverance ministry, Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry, satanic forces are challenging the church today, just as they have done to God's people throughout time, as is recorded in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Satan is saying, in effect, to every believer, new convert, and religious individual and Christian, Satan is saying, you have always been under my dominion and control, and you always will be. Now, as he is saying this, he is also beginning a relentless pursuit along with an aggressive assault to defile and steal your soul back to himself. So as not to underestimate our enemy, we need to know what the Bible says about him. Three times in the Gospel of John, John 12:31, John 14:30, and John 16:11, the Lord Jesus refers to him as the prince of this world. The following scriptures are related to his limited power. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19, the whole world. But that doesn't mean us, because the Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So 1 John 5:19 says, now the prince of this world will be driven out. John 12:31. The God of this age. Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 4:4. A. The Bible tells us to be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It says resist him, standing firm in the faith. 1 Peter 5:8-9, the Bible says that Satan walks up and down on the earth, going to and fro. God tells us that his eyes, God's eyes, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show his might in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward him. In 2 Chronicles 16:9a, in the Revised Standard Version, it says that God's eyes are ahead of Satan's feet every time. God is always looking for someone who is ready to allow him to demonstrate his saving, healing, delivering power through them and to them. God's answer to you and I today is the same one that he gave to Moses in Exodus 3:14. I am who I am, supreme in authority, timeless in existence, unquestionable in sovereignty, ingenious in creativity, limitless in power, terrible in wrath, majestic in splendor, awesome in holiness, infinite in wisdom and knowledge, unsearchable in understanding, dazzling in beauty, unfathomable in love, incomprehensible in humility, absolute in justice, unending in mercy, matchless in grace. God has totality of ownership, and God in the person of God the Father, Jesus his Son, and God's own Holy Spirit is the ruling, reigning monarch of the universe with an indestructible eternal kingdom, a kingdom where he is King of kings and Lord of lords, and before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord of all. Hallelujah. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Matthew 28:18. The reason the Son of God appeared was and is to destroy the work of the devil, Satan. 1 John 3:89b. Jesus said, the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. He has no power over me. Jesus could proclaim this because Jesus was walking in the light of God's own, his own, being the second person of the Trinity. But Jesus had no areas of darkness in his spirit, in his soul, or in his body. Jesus wants you and I to be able to proclaim the same thing. And in order to proclaim this victory, and it be the truth, deeper deliverance is not an option. It is a necessity. Where there is continued harassment from the enemy in any area of our lives, we need to seek out where we have provided a platform for the enemy to work on us. We are not meant to be going around as the people of God with a heavy heart, weight on our souls, our bodies racked with infirmity, not having clear direction, instruction, lacking the real authentic power and authority of God moving and operating through us, making us feel unfulfilled, confused, and always wondering. You must be able to surrender your whole self to God, your house, your spirit, your soul, your body, your house must be in unity. A house divided against itself will not stand. Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. Matthew 12:25. Spirit, soul, body, unity. Spirit, soul, body, unity is an impenetrable, indomitable strength, and Satan is no match for it. Integrated healing prayer, directed by God's own Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, 1 John 5:14-15, glorifies the Father through the Son, John 14:13, is based upon God's character, God's ways, and God's words, John 15, is praised in the name of Jesus and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, John 14:14. Those prayers always get answered, brothers and sisters. Integrated healing prayer ministry, a deeper deliverance, will bring you into the strength of God, will bring you into the peace of God, will bring you into the joy of God, causing you to be able to experience more of the love and blessings of God. And then I have some Q&A on here for you. Now, these books here, I never sold these books. Ministering IHPM books 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6. I never sold these books. I give them away. But I don't give them away if you're not able to understand them. And I certainly don't give them away to somebody that's not going to use them. And look at here. They've been up here. This stuff has been up here 14 years. And some of you think I'm a novice just getting here. Wake up. I do have the ability to help you. Even if I didn't have the anointing, I got the experience, but I got them both. It's just that God held me back until now. I am not held back anymore. God gave me a prayer model that gets to the heart of the matter. And a lot of you come to the tan line, and then you go listen to somebody that's way back where I was about 20 years ago. And then you get the devil give you the impression, well, you know what, Sister Erica don't know as much as so-and-so. I may not. I may not know what they know in that area, but I know how to get you free. I know how you won't have to be running up for deliverance for 1,000 years and never get free. That's ridiculous. That by itself negates God's power. It negates God's ability to heal you. Why would somebody want you coming back for 2 years, 20 years, other than to get paid? I'm not saying there are some, God does ask you to give. He requires you to give. But he doesn't require you to give to be healed, because he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And he ain't never stopped healing people. Even if you go get help from anointed doctors, they know Jesus too. You still got to be healed by Jesus. When they practice medicine on you, you still got to be healed by Jesus. When you go and have anything, you still got to be healed by Jesus. So, yes, go to the doctor. Let him tell you what's wrong. If he says you need this, if that's where you live, do it. Receive it. But You understand something? You still got to be healed by Jesus. The doctor can sew you up, but it takes Jesus to heal it. The doctor can give you a new heart, but it takes Jesus to make it thump, 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 thump work. I want you to avail yourself. I have good teachings on these websites. People from Europe get it. People from Germany get it. People from other countries get it. But my mission field is the U.S. of A. I'm anointed right here. In these questions, integrated healing prayer ministry gets to the heart of the matter by allowing the gifts of the Holy Spirit to work, delivering and healing you, just like peeling an artichoke. Layer after layer is peeled off and squeezed out. First, your soul, your heart, your mind, your emotions, and your will is liberated and is able to surrender fully to Jesus. Next, your flesh is free and set free so that it is then lovingly willing to die to sin. Now you've been revived. The Holy Spirit begins to refill you again with new fresh anointing, power, and wisdom. Question. I'm not familiar with this type of ministry. Will it hurt me? In integrated healing prayer ministry, there may be a little momentary discomfort, embarrassment, or even pain to become free from the source of your spiritual or physical problem. What will happen to me? Answer. Nothing bad will happen to you. In most prayers, we never even touch you. It's done through the spoken word because Jesus is your deliverer and healer. Why don't we do this at my church? I cannot tell you why your church doesn't do it, because the Bible says so. When integrated healing prayer ministry is complete, you should have a feeling of release, freedom, peace, and the physical ailment or affliction is gone. Praise God. I just clicked over and I just clicked on one of the categories. But I also got these videos up here, testimonials. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God, bringing the message of the gospel to the unreachable here in America. That's what we commissioned to do. The Holy Spirit is poured out on everyone, and our Heavenly Father wants everyone to have an encounter with Him. Men, women, and children of God are bound within their souls and bodies. We have been tricked. I have on this website. We need to repent today for having committed the same sin as Adam and Eve. We've been tricked into giving our spiritual authority and power back over to the devil. We need to repent for the sin of doubt and unbelief. It was the mercy of God demonstrated through Jesus' Son. When Jesus died, descended into hell, and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan. And it was the mercy of God demonstrated through Jesus, arising with all power in his hands, all power in heaven, on earth, and all power over everything under the earth and the sea. Then, hallelujah, ascending to God our Father, that you and I might be filled with the power of God back. God's own indwelling Holy Spirit, I say repent today, asking God to have mercy upon us. Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. We are end time church ministry. We are the ministry of health. The ministry of health. Our charter of ministries is defined in Scripture. Mark 16:15-18, Luke 10:20, and 1 Corinthians 4:5. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. America is my mission field. And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Tagline. Operates as an end-time ministry of evangelism and the ministry of health. Taking the gospel message to the ends of the earth through what is known as missional ministry, brothers and sisters. The first message, Luke 10:20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Brothers and sisters, that's just one of the pages. Inner, integrated, healing, prayer, ministry model. Integrated. Casting out demons is lightweight exorcism. Exorcism. Not being afraid to confront Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, because you know what they are. Not being afraid to bring people to go in and drag them out of captivity. I don't know. Maybe you thought somebody else wrote all these websites. Each and every website, I wrote them. Each and every podcast is me teaching. I've been called, like I tell you. I've been chosen, like I tell you, anointed and appointed for end-time deliverance to America. God brought me back off the foreign mission field. He said, I'm going to give you a new mission field. Yes, Lord. America. Okay. Then he took me from coast to coast, training me. Then he took me from Canada all the way down to the end of America and said, don't look over there. That's Cuba. Don't set your feet off America. I call you to America. Right here on this headline page, right there, it said, God gave me a message of deliverance, April 4, 2017. God spoke audibly to my heart. I heard God say, I am deliverance. Deliverance is not just for freedom from evil. My deliverance provides you with more of me. See, some of you didn't know that. You haven't gone through my website. I'm going to go through some more of these till you get this. I am called as a missionary to America, my native country, where I was born, in the United States of America, where I served as a captain in the United States Army, where I've been called to loose the captives from captivity to sin, from the power of sin, where I've been called to loose men and women from the captivity to the devil.
and I've been in training, OJT, on the job training, for 35, hallelujah, years. And I'm still alive. All I can say is you got to be a winner. You got to be called to this kind of ministry, or else you can't stand. You need to be submissive to God by His own Holy Spirit as your teacher, as your trainer. And yes, you must. You absolutely, positively must be teachable. Brothers and sisters, the next thing is, you must allow God to teach you. And yes, He uses men and women. And as long as you can hear God coming out of them, you know you're okay. Because the Christ in you will connect with the Christ in them, and it's all done through the inner man.
Watching.
forgot to tell you, too. Those Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry books, they equal 1,080 pages. Brothers and sisters, what can I say? See it on Monday on the 10 line. If the Lord say the same, this is Erica Joseph Shepherd, Jesus Believers Church, home of the 10 line ministry, brothers and sisters, coming to you from Dalton, Georgia, on top of the mountain, woo, under an open heaven. See ya on Monday if the Lord say the same.